President, esteemed participants, in 2015, Kazakhstan ratified the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities and, without halting progress, ratified the optional protocol to the convention in 2023. In reaffirmation of its commitment to the obligations under the convention, Kazakhstan participated last year in a dialogue with the Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities as part of the review of its first national report. Thanks to the work accomplished, citizens now have the right to submit complaints to the UN Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. As a result of amendments to the laws on political parties and on elections, persons with disabilities gained the opportunity to exercise their electoral rights. Consequently, 71 individuals with disabilities, 18% of whom are women, were elected as deputies to maslahats, while one woman and five men became members of the Parliament of Kazakhstan. The Council on Inclusion in the Senate of Parliament and the parliamentary group Inclusive Parliament monitor and ensure the enforcement of legislation concerning persons with disabilities. Furthermore, the new social code prohibits restrictions and discrimination against human rights in the social sphere. The concept on inclusive policy through 2030 aims to create conditions for the full social integration of persons with disabilities, ensuring equality and non-discrimination. Moreover, last week, Kazakhstan ratified Marrakesh Treaty to facilitate access to published works for persons who are blind, visually impaired, or otherwise print disabled. Recently, Senate initiated the new law on inclusive education. State support for persons with disabilities is proactively delivered through the social services portal, enabling individuals to independently select social goods and services. Dear President, I would also like to address recommendations concerning the right to a healthy environment, which directly impacts citizens' health, and provide the answer for preliminary question from Costa Rica, Maldives, and Slovenia. In 2021, Kazakhstan adopted a new environmental code to implement preventive measures aimed at avoiding negative environmental impacts, reducing industrial emissions into the atmosphere, and minimizing discharge into water and soil. Additionally, the concept of transition to a green economy is being implemented, focusing on reducing air pollution, developing renewable energy, and promoting environmental education and culture. Every citizen now has the opportunity to participate in decision-making at all stages through the Unified Environmental Portal, which includes a public hearings module. Addressing COP28, President Tokayev emphasized Kazakhstan's commitment to combating climate change and ambitious goal of carbon neutrality by 2060. We share joint responsibility for preventing our planet and ensuring a sustainable future for all. Thank you.
Now I give the